morning and welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Steph and Owen. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Why is it called Breakfast Bad, Owen?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we do. What did you have for breakfast today, Owen?
I had a Weetabix. A Weetabix? I had three of Weetabix that was all covered up in banana and that, and some milk and things.
Yeah, hot milk?
What?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? People have Weetabix with hot milk.
Always.
You wouldn't have it with cold milk. Cold milk.
What are you talking about?
You'd always have it with cold milk.
That'd be like...
Otherwise it'd turn into like a porridge.
Yeah.
No, hot milk. Otherwise it's like drinking phlegm or something, isn't it?
What? No. Because it's nice, because then that stays kind of crunchy and you have to do it in time before it all goes really soggy.
Before the structural integrity is compromised.
No, you two are mental. What did you have for breakfast, Steph?
It's different.
Really?
I had like a quarter of a chocolate protein shake I made, but I didn't make it very well.
A quarter of it?
Yeah, well, I made it and it was like soy milk and chocolate protein powder and a banana and then a teaspoon of Owen's favourite Meridian like peanut/almond butter. But I think I put way too much of that in because it tasted like earth. But I did drink it.
What did you have?
Chicken Kiev and Quavers.
Oh my god!
Do you just like know that like we're gonna do this later on? So what's the weirdest thing that I've got in the fridge? Why have you got your Quavers in the fridge?
They weren't in the fridge. Oh.
You should make that up and attack him for it.
You ate my Easter egg, didn't you?
Look, it wasn't your Easter egg; it was our Easter egg.
Oh, you ate our Easter egg,
but I paid for that Easter egg.
You're gonna pay
it
for
it. It was still
now,
our
too.
Easter egg.
I know. I'll buy you another one.
What next year?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yes, science! Okay, so science in the news. There's been some science. We like science, don't we?
I wish I knew more about science.
I feel like this is a dangerous topic for me to talk about.
Really?
Oh, I just don't know anything about it.
People are going to lose a lot more respect for us than they already have.
What respect did they have?
You know how the other day we were saying that I only say really stupid things off of the podcast?
Yeah.
That is about to change.
Okay, cool. So, there was a head transplant. No, there wasn't. But there is one going to be happening in 2017. It's like this little dude that his body doesn't work, so that he's going to take his head off and put it on to... They're basically going to cut his head off and put it on a body that works. So it'll be like...
human body or just a random body?
Like a cow.
Like a robot.
No, it's going to be like...
Mars Attacks.
No, it's like if someone's in a coma and they're brain dead, then their body like is still all right. So
people
then
come out of comas, though, don't they? Well, have they thought about that?
I don't know.
Imagine how, and like you would have no say in that. Imagine waking up from a coma with a different head.
Or no head at all.
No, yeah. Because like if you wouldn't wake up. You wouldn't wake up from the coma and think, whoa, I've got a different head.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't, because if I...
Well, yeah, but when you looked in the mirror, you would, wouldn't you?
No.
How, what would they...
Because the brain is in the head and like all the emotion is in the head.
It's not like a brain and head transplant. It's a face transplant.
No, it's a head. Like the whole... Like okay, what don't you understand? Right, if there's a body in a coma, right...
Yeah.
That person will say they're dead, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then what's going to happen is that person's head will be cut off, like, binned, whatever. Then the other guy...
You can't bin it.
The other guy...
How do you recycle that?
The other guy, the guy that's alive, but his body is ruined, like, they're going to put his head on that body that's in the coma.
But that's what I'm saying.
And then he said when that body wakes up, it'll think it's got a different head.
It will.
It won't.
I mean,
the guy, I didn't realise you could put the other guy's head in the bin. That sounds horrific.
Oh, so
I thought that they'd just switch.
The first one's
brain dead. Like, he's not going to wake up. Are you worried that he might wake up?
No, okay.
So if he does wake up, is that what you mean?
Sometimes they wake up, don't they?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, come back to life. And all, like, ghostly and that, you know?
I thought the transplant was for the guy in the coma.
No. It's for the guy.
That's what I thought. Like, I thought you meant when someone's in a coma and they're brain dead, but their body still works.
Oh, wake them up in a broken body.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Shit, my head's broken. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's why I was confused. So it's for the man who can't.
It's for the man
who moves.
The man.
The man
whose head is fine, but his body is bad.
So how is getting a new head going to help? So that?
Is that a new show? Body bad.
Two and a half heads.
I don't like it.
You don't have to do it.
I don't understand it, so I don't like it.
But, I mean, it does beg the question of, like, you know, things like the soul and stuff. Like, he was sort of saying, like, if you switch to heads on two bodies, like, which one is you?
The one
with your brain in it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Because the thing is that I don't understand is, right, the brain is connected by lots of little things, yeah?
Mm.
Like spinal fluid and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you just cut that and connect it?
Well, they can't do it yet, but in 2017 they will.
Well, I saw on a film, there was a man and he had his hand transplanted and it became all evil in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope so what if that happens?
If the bloke's whole entire body becomes evil.
Evil, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're like two steps away from like AI kind of terrifying.
It kind of sounds quite zombie-ish.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Would like your taste would change and things, or if like you were right-handed, but then the new person's brain was left-handed? There's no, I'm not letting it happen.
Well, I mean, the thing is with the guy that's like his body isn't working; he's going to be dead soon if he doesn't get the head transplant.
But didn't you say it was like £8 million? Is that a gamble you want to take? He might be dead, so let's spend £8 million and maybe give him a head that might work, or we could just lop off some poor sod's head who's in a coma and give it to this bloke. And it might not even work, and you wouldn't know which hand to write with. So
I think that's the first of his problems. not knowing which hand to write with. I don't know. I kind of like the science.
The science?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Kev, how does electricity work?
I don't know how electricity works.
What did you mean by that question? I see it written down. What do you mean by how does electricity work?
I'm not very good at the science. Like, I wasn't very good at all that stuff at school. And electricity, like, if I go and turn something on now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how that gets there.
Well,
is it made out of fire? I don't get it.
It's like all electric in there, isn't it?
Yeah, but where's it come from?
The power station.
And how do they make it? Petrol?
They do it with like
wind.
Either wind or like the whole water thing or the coal or nuclear. And then they turn it into little electric things that then come through wires to your house.
So is there wires in the street that bring it
pylons?
To your house?
You've seen them.
Yeah,
you've
the
seen
big
them.
Things.
Pylons.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
There you go, and it all comes in through there, which is why if you build a house in the middle of nowhere, it costs you like an extra £1 million because they have to connect electricity to your house. So it's not just available everywhere, only where the big
I mean, I remember, are. Like, they must have changed it. I mean, I remember getting electric shocks a lot when I was younger.
Probably because you used to stick your fingers in places that you shouldn't.
No, it's because you shuffle your feet and you build up static, don't
they must
you?
Have made it different, I think, now.
I think electricity is the same way it's always been since it was invented.
The other thing, like, this is kind of really stupid, but, like, how does it know when to stop at the plug? Like, if you turn it on, like, why doesn't it just sort of shoot across the room?
It's the whole conductivity thing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
See, you both know about science.
Yeah.
We should ask Jamie, he knows about electric.
Yeah.
None of our American listeners are going to know about who Jamie is.
Yeah, but he's probably...
He's our main
American listener.
Yeah. Okay.
What else have you got to say about science?
Teleportation?
Yeah.
Is that a science?
Yeah, they've nearly done it, haven't they?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like that. Like they made a 3D printer.
That's not teleporting.
That's printing.
Yeah, teleportation is when you're in one place and you go to another place.
Yeah, but the 3D printer is like the first step of it. I can prove it. Do you want me to prove it?
Yeah, teleport now.
Okay, so like what they've done on teleportation is they've made, in essence, two 3D printers, right?
Okay.
And then what you do, you put an object in at one side and it kind of scans it and works out what it is. And then on the other side, you've got every mineral known to man.
So they've made a fancy scanner?
Yeah, so what they do, and then you kind of destroy the first object and then recreate.
Why are you all about destroying things?
I'm not, yeah. I'm not.
Cutting people's heads off and that.
Ripping out those
Why can't you just leave the first bit be? Maybe rather than teleporting, if they'd have just like scanned it and then got all the minerals and then made another one, then there could have just been another one.
I'm just saying, like, the theory behind it.
I think the destruction thing is like it's just you being destructive.
It's a bit like Harry Potter, like one can't survive, one can't live while the other survives.
What are you talking about, geek?
I'm just saying, it's a thing in Harry Potter, like they can't be both there at the same time, so that's what this is. Like, you have to destroy one to let the other one flourish.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean the thing is like,
but why?
Why what?
That's what I'm
talking about. You can't have like hundreds of me running around.
Oh God, no.
No one wants that.
But I mean they've done
all
it
the
with.
Kids' pies,
I think they've done
it.
I think they might have even done it with like a, I don't know, like they've done it with like a sausage or an apple or something, where they've got all the ingredients at one end and like they've put an apple or a sausage in the machine, and then it kind of like works out what it is, and then at the other end it kind of just makes a replica of it.
What you're basically talking about is a human poo, Kev.
The machine just
That's so grim.
You've seen The Fly, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end well.
No.
Would you like to be teleported?
Not if I turn into The Fly afterwards.
What if you didn't turn into The Fly afterwards?
Well, on the way back from my last trip, it took me about 50 hours to get home, and all I was thinking was I really wish I could just teleport home.
Well, there you go.
But But if I had to be destroyed and then made again, like, what if it wasn't me that was...
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because, like, how do they make the human brain? Like they might be able to make the perfect you at the other end, but you might not have any of your memories.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Do you think we should do it with a cat or a dog or something?
No!
First?
Not a cat or a dog. Like, maybe a hot dog.
They've already done that. I thought you could say maybe a bee, a fly.
Yeah, have you listened to nothing? Never do it with a fly. Never teleport the fly. What else do you want to talk about?
What other sciences? Time travel. Would you go back or forward?
Ooh.
You could only do one.
Are you allowed to come back after?
Yeah. But you can, like, you go out once.
Definitely forward.
Definitely forward.
Definitely
really?
Forward. 100%. Yeah. Imagine what, like, FIFA 42 looks like.
But imagine, though, if you'd gone forward and you came back, your life would be ruined because you'd be thinking, how much better is it in the future? And if you told people about it, you'd probably get committed to an insane asylum.
But what about, like, if you go forward, say you go forward 50 years, and then you just teleport? Do you teleport to the same spot?
Yeah, I reckon Hitchin would be rocking. And,
well, okay, yeah. let's say we go from here, like, I bring the machine in now, you jump in it, you go, right, 2062, right, you jump to 2062, and then, like, you... Like, come out of the machine, there's just nothing there. It's just, like, desolate waste.
That's what
everywhere.
I mean. You could find out something really horrific.
And that'd be really good to know, because I'd probably move out of Hitchin, like, in the next
no, I'm in, like,
years
the whole world's
so.
Like that.
Can I come back?
Yeah, you can come back.
I come back and I just, like, make the most of life, you know?
Okay.
I don't think that'd be the case, though. I think we're all going to get along just fine.
Okay.
I was saying yesterday that I was really terrified. I can't remember why. We were watching something or other. I was saying that I was really terrified about science and what is happening now.
Hmm.
Oh, I was talking about people stealing cars and how, you know, how you can turn some cars on with, like, your thumb at the moment. Oh, no, it wasn't people stealing cars. Okay, so I was watching this programme and there's been a crash and it was really terrible and there was a man driving. He was saying, I wasn't driving it, it was my aunt, and nobody could figure it out because he wasn't insured and it was definitely him. So they're like, oh, we'll have to collect fingerprints. And I was saying, in, like, 20 years, when you can only start a car with your thumb...
People are just going to be running around cutting people's hands off.
Yeah, like I was saying about stealing your house the other day, with if you have one of those... Not stealing your house. If you have one of those car keys that you could just beep, beep, in your house. That's what I mean. I don't like it. Or that you can withdraw money and stuff with a phone. I do worry that someone's going to chop off my hand.
Well, I don't think they would chop off your hand, Steph. But there's the other thing, isn't there? Like, there was a thing the other day, they're sending, like, 100 people to Mars to start a new... start colonising it.
That sounds like a horror film.
No, it's true. I mean, it's a fact. Like, they're sending 100 people there, and they've been, like, auditioning, and they've, You all right?
Yeah, I just realised... Why do you always turn that socket off at the wall? We nearly lost power.
Because it makes those little fairy lights come on.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that. It's cute. Okay. I thought you were just, like, upping the ambience.
But anyway, they're going to send 100 people to Mars, and they've got to, like, start colonising for the move. But, like, the deal is, like, if you get through, they've interviewed thousands of people, but the deal is it's a one-way trip.
You can't come back. Isn't it?
That's a bit of a...
Would you do that?
No. You?
Maybe.
Owen?
If I could take my nearest and dearest with me.
Yeah, exactly that. No, I think, like, obviously I wouldn't do it, but I think it's an amazing opportunity. I can imagine there was probably a time in my life where I would have jumped at that kind of opportunity.
So I wouldn't even go to, like, Nuki if I knew I could never come back again.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much on this topic because I think my answer will be quite unpopular.
Really?
Yeah, because I think what an amazing thing. Like,
you're a bit of an adventurer, aren't you?
I like a good adventure, don't I?
You just said you'd be disappointed if you went to the future and there was nothing left. You're going to a place where there's nothing
left. That's a bit
left.
Different.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be there on my own. Like, there's going to be other people on Mars, right?
Imagine if you went and you didn't get on with them and then you're stuck there forever.
Are there rules about, like, are they taking, like, 50 guys and 50 girls?
You don't want to go
are
if they, it's a sausage.
I think it's
99 they, guys and one girl.
Are there plans to, like, sort of repopulate and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, numbers, like, don't always... Because, like, if you've ever been in that situation where you're, like, at a house party... Like, what am I getting myself into here? If you're at a house party and, like, there might be, like, four guys, there might be four girls, like, three of them might get on, but not all of them get on, and that's the most awkward situation you could be in, and I would hate to be there on Mars in that situation.
Okay. Be that guy that no one wants to read.
That guy, like, oh, I know you don't like me and I don't like you, but we're on Mars, so...
Yeah, that's the thing, like, it does...
Do you want me to play you a song?
So that's my issue with it.
If you'd have watched Archer, they have an episode where that exact thing happens and they have to repopulate, and they say they need some women to come on a like space adventure, but really they're getting them to repopulate it, and they choose the women with like the best genes. And that's what I mean, like, what if they just chose people that are like really good looking and really intelligent so they can have a like, super race, or they just like scrape the barrel, oh, they've got no friends on Earth, so they want to come to Mars, and then there's a load of idiot retards on Mars. I need to figure out the quality.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm scared about science now. I think I've reached the end of my tether with science.
Oh, okay. Just watch the new Star Wars.
Wait. Okay.
We've just watched the new Star Wars trailer, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm more excited about it than you two or not.
I think you are.
I feel about 4,000%.
So excited. What did you think?
Was it that good?
I've got this thing that, like, I love it that they're remaking all these old films and stuff, like, but I've got a little bit of an issue with seeing all of my heroes that I still see Han Solo as being Han Solo, you know? Like, I don't like that I've just seen him as Han Granddad.
I don't mind that. I'd rather have Han in it than not in it. I love it that him, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill are in it. I love it.
Yeah, but it's kind of like... I don't know, because I would still much rather watch the old ones and I would see them as escapism, and seeing him, it just brings it all, like... I don't like it.
Did it make you question your mortality?
Well, maybe it's that, but I want to live in a dreamland where everyone can stay young forever, and he just ruined that.
Do you want to watch Peter Pan?
Yeah, I'd like to watch Peter Pan.
Just fuck off to Mars.
Although even Peter Pan, like, they did the Robin Williams one, and he got all old Pan. And that, and it's like, not sure
what
about that.
What I find thing. Really interesting about that is, obviously, Mark Hamill didn't really do anything after...
No, original. He was in and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
He was, actually.
But he did computer games,
but no,
he?
That's what I... Stop. Sorry. I'm joking. That's what I was going to say. Now all I can hear is him as the Joker. I can't hear him as anything else because he does the Joker so well. Like, he did it in all the TV series and all of the...
What Joker?
Batman's Joker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
You know, Heath Ledger played the Joker really famously.
Yeah.
He voiced Mark Hamill then, after this, voiced the Joker for all the computer games, like the TV series... And he did it so well.
That's a really interesting fact. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, if you watch it now, you'll find it really, really strange, because now all you'll be able to hear is his voice doing that. So you should definitely watch it.
I mean, Mark Hamill was an interesting one. Like, I don't know, I've got a little Star Wars fact, because I'm quite geeky about it. Like, the first one, like, he should have been massively famous. And I think there was always a little bit of, he was going to be the famous one, Harrison Ford, you know, became the famous one. But before Empire Strikes Back, sorry. he had a motorbike accident. Do you know, aware of this?
I was
not aware of this.
And he had to have loads of plastic surgery on his face.
Did he?
And that's, yeah, and they had to write in that scene at the beginning where he got beaten by that creature out in the snow across the face, because his face had changed so much. So they had to have that scene in there.
Oh, right.
I think that's why he's so good with the Joker. It's a very similar, like, he's quite bitter and twisted and a bit strange.
You're saying Mark Hamill, as a human, is bitter and twisted?
No, but he isn't known for being the most friendly of people, is he? Not. And I think that's it. Like, that's why he, like, identifies with the Joker so well, because he had, like, his face fucked up.
I'm just so excited about Star Wars, personally.
I can't tell at all.
Like, the thing is, like, those last three films, apart from maybe the last one wasn't too bad. The two, like, were just dreadful. The first two.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the second one wasn't so bad. Well, the third one was really good.
Yeah, the third one was really good. Third one, when I watched the third one, I remember coming out of the cinema and saying all I wanted to do was watch Star Wars again. Like, but the other two were just so disappointing. But this, like, it's just got... just looks like a dream, everything I've heard or seen about it so far.
Yeah, well, I'm probably more excited about The Terminator, but only for nostalgia reasons. I don't actually think it's going to be very good.
No.
Are you guys going to be, like, not friends with me if I tell you I've never seen a Terminator film?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Press stop.
There's a lot of films I missed out on. Like, my mum and dad weren't particularly into, like, films or music or anything like that. So I missed out on them watching when I was younger. And
have
then
you
when
seen
I was...
yours?
No. Oh, I know. I had to think about that. I think I've seen bits of it, but so then it. When bits I was... No, like, you know, if it's on TV and, like, you catch some of it, you might
and
catch
then you
the
watch
end,
the whole
or...
thing.
But that's the thing, I've never had anyone to watch them
Jaws,
with.
Jaws, I just dip in and out of it.
Seen them when they're older. So then when people are like, oh, I've seen that film, so I don't want to sit in on my own and watch it, so...
We will definitely rewatch Terminator and Jaws.
Okay, because what were we going to watch? We were going to watch Jerry Maguire because I'd never seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not up there with Terminator
or
Jaws.
No, I know, but I just mean there was a lot of... Like, I recently watched like Notting Hill and Four Weddings and a Funeral and like crappy films that you should see. Okay. And so Terminator and Ghostbusters. Never seen Ghostbusters.
What?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be a geek.
I am a geek about certain things, but like give me comic book or Harry Potter and I'll geek out all day. But
Yeah, there is a lot of good films coming out this year though. Like Jurassic Park as well.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Not the new one.
No. Before it's released, seen that.
Yeah, we're going to go to that. We should do a special on that, probably. I think that's the next film that's out, isn't it? I think it's out in, like, a couple of months.
You're like a crack addict. You're so excited. You're, like, scratching your head. Let's go do that.
No, because there's, like, that new cinema, isn't there, where it's, like...
4D.
Yeah, but it's, like...
4DX.
Even, like, it blows wind on you and it tickles your feet and stuff.
Like, when you go...
Sounds like being at the cinema with you anyway.
It also like makes smells come out.
I don't know if I want to smell a dinosaur, you know?
Yeah. Or a dinosaur poo.
And the seats move about. It's mental.
Do you have to wear glasses for it?
I don't know. I think so.
I'm not going then.
You wear glasses already.
I know. So when you have to have 3D glasses over glasses, it's really, really upsetting.
Oh.
We can still go.
Could you wear contacts?
No, I've got funny shaped eyes. You can just blow wind on me though if you like and we'll go and watch it.
Standard. Yeah. Sometimes you get that thing where like in like one of those like motion like sort of, you know, you get them rides that
the one me and you went on in London.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. Where sometimes if they're not completely synced up, like it just makes me want to be sick.
Yeah.
Like immediately. Mm. Like it gives me like real bad like travel sickness. That's what I've got to say about Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Don't give me travel sickness, please.
Yeah. Mission Impossible as well. I love those Mission Impossible films.
Never seen those.
What?
The fourth one is the best one I've ever seen.
Really? What's the fourth one?
The one where like he's on that big building in...
He's always on a big building. That's what he does.
There's one where he's on a big building in Dubai and he's got those like gloves and he's climbing up and then one of them sort of blows away. He's like hanging by one hand. You haven't seen it either, have you?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Ghost Protocol, it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, Simon Pegg's in it.
Is he?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I like Simon Pegg.
I love Simon Pegg.
He reminds me a little bit of Martin Freeman.
Have you seen Spaced?
No, but I know. Don't forget how much younger I am as well, though. Like, I haven't had as much time to catch up on things.
Oh, man. Spaced is amazing. You need to watch Spaced.
Okay, I'll watch Spaced. Well, why don't you watch Archer and I'll watch Spaced?
Oh, even the Archers.
Are we done with
the Archers, is it? It's Archer.
No, definitely don't watch the Archers.
Are we done with the movie section?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye. Breakfast Bear. I felt as I had to say that as I said goodbye.
Well, I was going to edit it out, but it's too late now.
I went to Chessington yesterday. You ever been there? The World of Adventures?
Yeah, not for a long time, but I have been there.
It's got, like, good rides and that. But there was a funny bit where, like, they've got, like, some animals. Sorry. And there was, like, a giraffe. Like, you're on this, like, in this, like, van thing, and it's driving around this sort of safari, and there's a giraffe. And it was, like, miles away, but it, like, sort of, like, just stared at me. And I looked at it, and I was, like, looking, like, really deep into its eyes, and it just followed me the whole way around, so much so that my daughter said, "Daddy, I think that giraffe really likes you."
Are you sure it wasn't thinking you were, like, a threat? Like, it was... Because that's what, when you look into a cat's eyes, it thinks
well,
you're
Tom said he thought maybe the giraffe thought I was one of them. That's what he thought.
You've got a really, like... You haven't got a fascinating neck, have you?
Yeah.
It's all right. Cheers, mate.
It's all right, but it's not like, it's not your,
he's
your
not
main
fascinated
feature.
With it.
Yeah.
Hmm. What is Kev's main feature?
It's big red man.
That's not a feature.
His big red man.
I haven't got many stories about giraffes necessarily.
It doesn't necessarily have to be about giraffes.
Oh, okay. Theme parks. Enjoyed a theme park?
Well, I haven't been to a theme park for ages, and I worry that a thing is going to happen. That when I was little, there was it was a water park up in Blackpool where I lived, and it was amazing. It was called the Sandcastle, and I remember like going in the wave pool and like being like literally on the edge of death. Like it was amazing. And I remember like when the waves finished after the 5 minutes or like 4 hours, however long it was, I remember like thinking like grateful to be alive that I'd survived. And I took my brother back there like a few years ago. And the wave pool came up to just above my kneecaps. I felt like everything was going to be okay, and it kind of ruined it. Oh. So I'm a little bit reluctant to go back to theme parks for that reason.
You should go to a really good one.
Do you remember when me and you went we swim sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
I remember one particular terrible, terrible day when we were in, like, there was, like, loads and loads of, like, half the pool was cordoned off. So we were getting out of one end to get into the other side because there were like there was like old granny lessons going on and stuff. And I got out of the pool and I went to give you a handout. As I pulled you out, your shorts came completely off in front of a whole class of people doing like star jumps.
How did?
Literally skinned him like a sausage. Whoosh. Oh God!
Thanks, mate.
Don't worry. It happens a lot. Like, you know, what's the place in like Hem? Was it Aqua Splash? I don't know if it's there anymore.
Yeah.
I had two experiences there. Once when I went there when I was really young, and they have that big slide that like you can go on, and I wasn't tall enough to go on it. I was like, I can do this. So I went by on my little tippy toes, went in, and there was a girl in front of me. I must have been like 8 or something. And there's a girl in front of me who's about 16. And as I went down, I went under and I was like, I'm not coming back up. This is it. Like, this is the moment I'm dying. So I koala'd onto her leg and she just dragged me around this thing, like, oh, like smacking my head, trying to get me off. But she saved my life, I'm pretty sure. So that's good. But then I went back there, when I was older, and two terrible things happened. After I'd just got my nose pierced, I forgot, and I hate water going up my nose. I can't bear it. And I grabbed my nose, and when I came out, it didn't hurt. When I came out, everyone was going, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, what? And obviously when blood hits water, it just makes it 10 times worse. And I had all this blood streaming down my face, and they made me get out of the pool and I wasn't allowed back in.
I had a similar thing when we were on holiday in France with the school, and we were having a race. There was a swimming pool there. Me and my mates was like, all right, who can get the pool first? So we all got changed really quick, and I was the first one there, and I ran. I dived high as I could into the pool. It was the shallow end. I landed bang straight in my face, broke my nose.
Idiot.
I know, broke my nose, and the whole pool just filled with blood. No one else was allowed in.
You're ruining it for everyone. I once was standing on the edge of the shallow bit, and someone ran past and pushed me, and I jumped thinking I'm jumping into a pool and did the same thing, and I shattered all my heel bones. Really horrible.
What's the matter with you two?
I've got another injury story. I remember skiing as well with the school. I didn't have much luck on school trips. Skiing with the school, and I was going down fast, skiing fast, getting into it, and then I hit something and one of my skis came off. So I was going 40 miles an hour on one ski. It was terrifying. I didn't really know what to do, so I thought,
I don't think you're graceful enough for that as a man.
No, it was bad. And I thought, I'll have to just fall over and then everything will be okay. So I fell over, I tumbled for ages, I came to a sort of a standstill. I was like, brilliant, I'm fine. And then my ski that had come off came across and just went straight across the top of my head. I had to have 18 stitches.
Oh my God.
But the worst thing was, because I think we were in Austria, so there was just blood everywhere. People coming over, oh my God. So they took me off to this Austrian, I don't know, I think he was probably a vet. And he shaved a bit of my head off, then he put all these stitches in, and they put a pink hairnet on me. So I had to go back to my class with a pink hairnet.
That would have clashed with you so bad.
Yeah. Pink and red.
It could almost become one thing. I have hurt myself so many times. I once knocked myself out with a dog lead. I was walking my dog down the lane, and it was one of those ones, so it's a lead, and it's got a big metal thing on the end that you attach to the collar, and I was nunchucking it because I was on my own, I was bored, and I was trying to make a figure of eight, and I just accidentally came up and cracked myself in the eye socket, and then I woke up on the floor and I was
what did the dog think?
The dog just carried on, did not care, just left me. I was really quite young when that happened. I also went headfirst into a patch of stinging nettles once. Ooh. And I was wearing a vest and shorts. That's horrible.
I remember as well, I don't know if I knocked myself out or fainted, but I was at my house. I was about 17 or 18, I guess. But I had some cigarettes, but my mum didn't know I smoked. And
she knows now, right?
Yeah. I think she'll listen to this anyway.
Oh, okay.
But I went to, I don't know if I dropped the cigarette, and I went down to pick it up, and I smashed my head on I don't know what those things are called, a window ledge. A windowsill. And as I sort of stood back up, I got the cigarette in my hand, I put it in the ashtray, and I looked in the mirror, and a big stream of blood just ran down my face. And I just remember then about 10 minutes later, I was waking up on the bed, but I think I just fainted. Yeah.
I fainted when I got glass in my hand when I worked in a bar, and I was emptying out the bottle bin, and this bit of glass, it went into my finger to start with, and then I went ow, and your initial reaction is to clench your fist, and I pushed it right underneath the I've got two scars, and I could feel it grating on the bone, and I went to wash it out, and I passed, and I passed out, and I woke up and I was being carried across the floor. I thought it was in an earthquake. And then I went to the hospital, and they had to get it out, and they made me, they were just look up, it's gonna be all right, and they put this big inflatable thing around my arm to stop the blood from flowing. I was looking up, and they were opening up my hand, and the light above it was mirrored, and I could just see them opening up my hand, and that was it. I passed out again. Manly.
When I was went to like I have family in South Africa and they have a swimming pool in their back garden. South Africa.
It sounded like you almost did an accent.
South Africa. They have a pool in their back garden and it was like surrounded by a like metal fence and it had a gate in it because they had kids.
Is that to keep the sharks out?
Yeah, just like running along the garden, jumping the pool, and the gate was on like a concrete slope, and I was obviously like ready to get in the swimming pool, so I didn't have anything on my feet. And obviously, like, it can swell a little bit. And I pulled the gate, like, and then I was like, oh, something feels really weird. And I looked down and I'd split, like, my little toe off and the rest of my foot got a really big scar on my foot now.
Jesus.
And I was like, So I ran inside. Like, my mum and everyone had gone to, like, the cricket. Is that a thing in South Africa?
Where?
Like, it's a famous place for cricket, I think. And it was Christmas over there, but obviously it's boiling hot. And I ran in and I was like, oh, I'm dying, oh, I'm dying, like my foot flapping around. And she went, you're getting blood all over the carpet. And I was like, oh. And they put me, they had like a maid, they had like a maid. And she picked me up and she put me in a bath of antiseptic and I passed out.
A whole bath?
A whole thing of antiseptic and it was horrific. So I think you're almost as clumsy as me.
Yeah, we're not good.
Were we supposed to still be talking about Star Wars?
Nah.
What's our topic right now?
Giraffes. should we end that there?
That is tangible. Okay.
Breakfast Bear. Okay, so we've had our first email from our first three shows. We're not sure where it's come from, but they want to speak to Steph. So we're going to have a little section that we're going to call Better Call Steph, I guess.
Better Call Steph.
Yeah, okay. Owen, do you want to read it out?
Hi, Steph. I like your geeky ways, as I'm a bit of a geek myself. There is a guy at work I like, but I am too scared to talk to him. What is the best way for me to approach this? I don't want to embarrass myself. Summer of 69.
I'm glad that was their name and not like a suggestion. Well, if you want advice on not embarrassing yourself, I'm probably not the person to ask, because I consistently embarrass myself, especially in situations like that. I think you should embrace it, embrace the geekiness.
But what about, I mean, have you ever asked, you're quite a forward person, aren't you? Have you asked guys
not
out?
Not in situations like that at all.
If there was someone you fancied, though, would you ask them out?
No.
Nah. Just do that.
I made that noise at them.
So he shouldn't, is that what you're saying?
I think he's a girl. Oh,
okay. Oh, okay, there is a guy at work, I understand.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's each to their own, I'm sure. As maybe you could vouch, it's nice to be asked out by a girl. But I, like, from the sound of that question, you're saying, what should I do to go and talk to him? And
yeah.
I don't want to embarrass myself. But
where could you spell in love?
What I'd say is, don't try and be anything you're not, because you just end up embarrassing yourself later.
I think humour is the best thing.
The only crime is faking it, right? That means kind of something else.
In this context. She hasn't even asked him out yet.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's what I mean. There's no, like, I get that you should present a good version of yourself to somebody if you want to impress them and things, but
eventually those demons come out of the closet sooner or later, one way or another.
The geek chic's a thing now, anyway, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like
yeah, people are all about the geek.
And, like, you don't have to just go up to them and be like, hi, let's go out for dinner. You should work your way in, and when they're in a group of other people, join that conversation, get to know what they like, and then talk to them about it.
It's good advice.
Good section.
I think
what's
so.
A good section?
That's what you're going to say.
If anyone else has
and
any...
then have some good sex and it'll be fine.
That could be a regular thing, can't it? Better yeah. Steph.
What, good sex or not here.
Never a regular thing. Oh shit.
It is never a regular thing on Breakfast Bad that we all do that together.
Jesus, Steph, what's the matter with you? Just stop talking.
I think I'm going to delete this feature.
But so you're going to make people ask me questions like this?
Yeah.
Or any of us. You can ask questions to anyone.
Just in case we weren't going to get sued from the whole Breakfast Bad thing, we now might get sued as well for
Better Call Steph.
Yeah.
Is it going to change for like Better Call Kev,
Better Call
Owen?
Okay.
Never call Owen. That's a bad day.
He won't pick up if you do anything.
Who's asking for advice?
So that's a thing.
Yeah, they can hit us up on Facebook or like they can email us on... I don't know what
breakfastbad@outlook.com.
Yeah. breakfastbad@outlook.com. Cool.
So we've got that as a feature. Like we're going to have a competition.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Are we going to get that out right now?
Yeah. Well, should we do it now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So there's a prize. Should we reveal the prize at the end?
Yeah, I think people should hear the question first.
Okay. Well, we were talking earlier about head transplants.
Yep.
And I'd be interested to know what our listeners, if they had the opportunity to have a head transplant, whose body or what body they'd like to be transplanted onto.
So is there a right answer?
I thought we were getting someone's head. I thought, like, you still had your body, but you got somebody else's head. That was the question.
All right. That's weird. You wouldn't know about it, would you?
Wouldn't know.
I thought it was purely looks-wise. Okay.
If you got it the wrong way around.
Yeah.
you've got to get rid of your head.
Yeah. I thought that's what we were doing.
Keep your head, get a different body. That's my advice.
Yeah, and it's, wow. And is the aim that then you live a day in their life? Or is it?
I think it's just permanent. It's just
a thing. Yeah. Oh, it's just permanent. Oh, okay.
So basically, if you could become somebody else.
No, if you could put your head on someone else.
So as far as this competition goes, is there a right answer that?
No, we're just going to choose our favourite out of all the ones we get.
Like, we need an explanation, I think.
Yeah, so for example, I mean, I'd quite like to have my head on a giraffe, I guess.
I thought we were talking human here. That's
you can
be a human.
You can talk anything, I think. You can be a famous, but you could get your head transplanted onto David Beckham and live your dreams out, or...
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
What
there
are you going to do then?
Well, yeah, I guess, like, initially, my thoughts were that you'd either transplant it onto a hot chick or a hot chick's boyfriend. One of the two, you know?
That's my most favourite thing you've ever said.
What, so, like, you can just sort of look down and see boobs?
So, like, Mila Kunis.
Yeah, but
Mila Kunis
would be on her body.
I wouldn't look in the mirror. I'd just look down.
I suppose then at least no one else would want the half man, half woman thing.
My giraffe seem rather inadequate.
Well, what would yours be then?
Well, when I thought it was like you just have someone's head, I'd have either gone with Emma Stone or Shannon Sossaman. But, keep sausages.
I thought you were talking about sausages.
No, Shannon Sossaman. He was in one of my favourite films ever, which is Rules of Attraction, but you'd probably know as The Girl Out of a Knight's Tale.
Oh, right.
I liked Dawson was in Rules of Attraction, wasn't
he? Yes.
Yeah, yes. I liked that film. It was good.
But I didn't think about trans... Yeah, I didn't understand.
What, so that was if you were going to have their head?
Yeah.
Or if you were going to put your head on someone else? What?
Taylor Swift. Why are you even asking me this question? I'd be Taylor Swift for a day.
Okay.
Okay.
Or Adam Levine, and then I'd get naked.
Okay, cool. I'm still sticking with my giraffe.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, cool. if you message us who you'd like to be, have your head carved, put on top of.
Like an extra, like a hat.
And we'll choose our favourite, and you will win a pair of Owen's pants signed.
I'm going to run out of pants if you keep giving them away. It's a competition of raffle prizes.
And a pound of bacon.
The clean ones are already gone.
Warm it is.
And what's the other, a pound of bacon?
But, like, we're saying that's going through the post. Should we not have something more post-friendly?
Eggs?
What about if someone, like, won the opportunity to come? We famously like to eat a nice breakfast, don't we?
Yeah, they can come eat a breakfast with us.
Most people work, don't they?
And also, they might be from America.
I'm working.
They're not going to be from America.
We don't want to take a stranger out for breakfast.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to write down a name, and I'm going to tell you who is going to win this competition, because they're going to be the only person that enters it. We can put this in an envelope, and you can see if I was right next week.
Okay. Yeah, but no, so what's the prize? A pair of Owen's pants.
Definitely a pair of Owen's pants, and we'll come up with something else.
Okay.
Something that we can post. Maybe like those like variety like things.
Well, just stop trying to send food through the post.
Well, they're
cut off a lock of your hair.
Okay. Right, your pants, my hair. What are you doing?
Send your glasses.
No, I need those to see. I don't know. You can pick something.
Okay.
They can request. No, they can't request something.
Okay. So your pants, my hair, and something.
A hair grip from me.
We'll sort something out from Steph.
Okay, this all just got a bit weird.
Are
we done for the week? Do we need to recap anything?
I don't think we need to mention any of this again. We do need to mention that find us on Facebook at Breakfast Bad. Find us on Twitters at breakfast_bad. Email us at Outlook.
breakfastbad@outlook.com.
That's it. Happy?
Sure.
Done.
Okay, just punch Steph in the face. Over and out.